Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, November 20th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line, or you can have another subject line if you want, to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Dunn Paper has announced an ownership and name change. Can you guess what the name might be? We'll tell you later in the show. Also, Packaging Corporation of America has idled one of its mills and has laid off 400-plus workers. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, November 18th at 51.65, which was virtually unchanged from the November 11th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 5-4 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 1.1%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Glatfelter, up 12.1%, followed by Rayonier Advanced Materials, gaining 7.9%. The biggest decliner for the week was Cascades, down by 6.7%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 82%, while the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down by 77%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 1.1%, while the PM40 is up 4.3%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Spain, Smurfit Kappa acquires liner bag plant in Spain. Smurfit Kappa has signed an agreement to acquire Pulsapac SL, a bag-in-box packaging plant located in Onda, Spain. Pupusa Pack will be integrated into Smurfit Kappa's bag-in-box operations in Spain. Pupusa Pack SL specializes in the manufacturing of large-capacity flexible bags sized from 200 to 1,500 liters, which are used for the storage and transport of bulk food, cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, and other liquid and semi-liquid products. Dateline Japan. Ringo completes construction on biomass incineration plant at the Amagasaki Mill in Japan. Ringo Company Limited announced that it has completed renovation work on the biomass incineration plant at the Amagasaki Mill in Japan. The Amagasaki Mill produces paperboard such as containerboard. Ringo has been working to reduce city gas consumption by utilizing sludge discharged in the papermaking process as biomass fuel. By increasing the efficiency of the incineration plant, Ringo expects to reduce the annual city gas consumption by approximately 1.3 million cubic meters and CO2 emissions by approximately 300,000 tons. The Ringo Group says it will continue its environmentally friendly production activities under the themes of zero emissions and CO2 emission reduction. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline France. Lecta is investing in a refuse-derived fuel RDF boiler for its Condat mill. Lecta has decided to invest in a fuel refuse-derived fuel, also known as RDF boiler, for its Condat paper mill in France, which will be finished by mid-2024. Lecta says this is a great energy transformation project that presents multiple environmental and economic advantages in line with the sustainability goals that Lecta is working on. The RDF boiler project is based on circular economy, as Lecta says it will collect from local sources the waste with high biogenic content that will be used as fuel. This will help to reduce the volume of waste that currently cannot be recovered and otherwise end up in landfills. Now, regarding energy, the new boiler will cover about 50% of the mill's steam needs. This will increase the mill's competitiveness because the generation of steam will be much less expensive than with natural gas. In addition, there will be a reduction of gas-related CO2 emissions by a total of 55,000 metric tons per year. Now, the financing of the project has been assigned to Kytherm, one of the most active actors in the renewable heat project sector in Europe, who will finance up to 45 million euros of a total project capex of 56 million euros. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Alpharetta, Georgia. Dunn Paper announces ownership and name change. Dunn Paper, a leading manufacturer and supplier of high-performance advanced paper and tissue products for use in food, medical, and specialty markets, announced last week that its first lien-secured lenders have acquired select assets of the company as part of a recapitalization of the business. Pursuant to this transaction, the company's name has been changed and will operate as, can you guess what it is? Wait for it. They will operate as Biorigin Specialty Products. That's Biorigin Specialty Products. And they say you can also call it BSP or the company. As previously announced, the company's Port Huron, Michigan mill announced the closure of operations in mid-September, with production officially ceasing in mid-October. Now, Wayne Kremitz, president and CEO of the company, said this, quote, "I'm thrilled to be able to announce the closing of this transaction, which we've been working on toward for many months. I'd like to thank our customers, suppliers, and employees for their continued support and patience, without which this transaction would not have been possible. Biorigin Specialty Products is the culmination of a vision to strategically focus on our leading footprint of six ongoing mills and concentrate our future investments in this eco-friendly and innovative packaging, specialty paper, and tissue segments where we excel." End of quote. As part of this transaction, BSP's balance sheet has been completely recapitalized with only modest leverage and meaningful balance sheet cash, positioning the company to capitalize on the market growth and invest to serve its customers. The company will also have access to a revolving credit facility of $60 million agented by Wells Fargo. Biorigin Specialty Products, folks. Dateline, Alabama. Packaging Corporation of America lays off workers and idles a mill. The Packaging Corporation of America paper mill in Jackson, Alabama, announced to its employees this past week a layoff of virtually all of its 400-plus workers and a temporary idling of the mill. Now, PCA issued this brief statement through the Jackson Mill, quote, "Due to economic conditions and lower demand for our products, we have temporarily laid off workers at the Jackson Mill. The mill is currently idled. We fully intend to resume operations after the holidays," end of quote. High inventories of linerboard and cardboard boxes manufactured by the linerboard from the liner board, that is, have been cited as the reason to temporarily suspend manufacturing to let inventories catch up with demands. Rumors have been floating around for weeks of a possible shutdown, but they could not be confirmed, and PCA indicated that work was continuing. Dateline Sydney. Pratt Industries commits to investing $5 billion in recycling and clean energy infrastructure and manufacturing jobs in the USA over the next 10 years. Pratt Industries Executive Chairman Anthony Pratt has pledged to invest $5 billion in the U.S. recycling and clean energy infrastructure to create 5,000 American manufacturing jobs over the next 10 years. Anthony Pratt made the pledge, his largest ever commitment, to Carolyn Kennedy, the U.S. ambassador to Australia, at a recent black tie event in Sydney. Quote, Pratt Industries is proud to already be the largest Australian employer of Americans, providing 11,000 well-paying green-collar jobs in more than 70 factories across the nation, end of quote, Pratt said. Part of the new commitment is already taking shape in Henderson, Kentucky, where the company is building its sixth 100% recycled paper mill. An investment of $500 million, the mill is one of the biggest economic development achievements in Western Kentucky in the past 25 years. Pratt is also building a 700,000-square-foot corrugator plant adjacent to the mill. The combined project expects to bring more than 300 full-time jobs to the area and more than 700 jobs for the construction phase. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritallo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritallo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Mississauga, Ontario. Kruger Products to shut down older production assets in Memphis, Tennessee. KP Tissue Incorporated and Kruger Products announced that it will shut down certain older and inefficient production assets, including a light dry crepe paper machine and six converting lines, in early January 2023 in Memphis, Tennessee. High quality facial tissue and premium through air dried or TAD products will continue to be produced at its Memphis plant by approximately 400 remaining employees. The 165 employees impacted by this decision will receive severance and employment transition support. The Memphis plant is operated by Kruger Products' subsidiary, KTG USA Incorporated, and after the asset shutdown will have a production capacity of 85,000 metric tons. Here comes a quote, quote, "While this is a difficult decision, it is necessary to ensure the continued success, competitiveness, and growth of our Memphis plant. We have invested over $400 million U.S. dollars at our Memphis plant since 2010, and it will continue to be an important part of our business. We would like to sincerely thank our employees for their ongoing dedication and hard work, end of quote, said Dino Bianco, CEO of Kruger Products. The shutdown of these older assets will improve our operating efficiencies and have a positive net impact on the profitability of our Memphis operations, Kruger said. Kruger Products will also be working closely with its customers to make this a seamless transition. Dayline Coolidge, Arizona. Procter & Gamble picks site to build $500 million manufacturing facility. The Arizona Commerce Authority announced that Procter & Gamble, a global consumer goods leader with a diverse portfolio, we know who they are, it plans to build a new manufacturing facility in Coolidge, Arizona. The facility will support P&G's fabric care portfolio, which includes products such as Tide Pods, Downy Unstoppables, and Bounce Dryer Sheets. The new facility is expected to be operational by 2025, creating approximately 500 new jobs. Representing a $500 million investment, the manufacturing facility will be constructed on 427 acres at Inland Port, Arizona, in Coolidge, Arizona. P&G intends to complete land acquisition for the Coolidge facility this month and begin construction on the facility in 2023. Dateline, Mississippi. Menasha Packaging expands Palachee, Mississippi manufacturing complex. Menasha Packaging, a retail-focused packaging design, manufacturing, and merchandising solutions provider, will expand its operations in Palachee, Mississippi. The $79 million project is expected to create 21 jobs. The investment includes the expansion of its present manufacturing facility in Palachee Industrial Park and the purchase of additional machinery and equipment. Quote, "We are excited about our expansion into Palachee and the cultural fit that exists with the team here. We are committed to investing not only in the facility, but also in this great team and in the community. We appreciate the assistance provided by the state, county, and city in helping us solidify our long-term commitment to Palachee," said Mike Riesecker, president of Menasha Packaging Company. The Mississippi Development Authority, also known as the MDA, is providing assistance for building construction. Rankin County and the city of Palachee are also assisting with the project. Menasha's products include high graphic displays, boxes, and other shipping containers used primarily by consumer product companies. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.